excited to join our party as we celebrate 25 years of Doug Steffens Good Day.
Program at 7 after the hour. Doug Steffen along with Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horan, Roberta Fasanelli. Sort of a public blog, if you will. Lots of things are happening in the social media sites that we traverse. So you're invited to join us there. And Jennifer will give us an update on that in a few moments. Roberta keeps us up to date with things that are important for you in the way of saving money. Can you tell, excuse me, by listening to me, what my mood is?
Yeah.
Can you tell? Really?
Well, obviously.
Yeah, boss. Yeah.
You think that people listening can tell?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I think in most cases. I mean, sometimes you can hide it.
All right. I don't know that I try to hide it much, but I wonder sometimes whether this is one of the great challenges. This is a little inside baseball, folks, inside radio. When the essence of what's going on behind the scenes becomes more important than what you are actually hearing. Now, does it help you? You don't really care much. Although, most of you, when we are doing a little research, we find that people like listening to the program and our take on what's going on during the course of the day. So we have stories here and stories there, and Richie will react, and Jennifer will, and Roberta will, and sometimes I will. But oftentimes, I'm the presenter. And then the presenter stands back or sits back and waits for Jennifer, especially when it comes to relationship stuff or the gossipy things. Rich is not much on gossipy things, but if we have something that affects your family life, your pocketbook, issues like that, Richie's liable to be right on top of it. So I just, but we have our own spins on things, and sometimes we discuss behind the scenes what it is that we're going to, not necessarily what we're going to say, because we never know how we're going to react to each other. That's the beauty of programs like this, and the beauty of television programs like The View. Very few shows are not scripted, and I think that it's very clear to me that there isn't a whole lot of preparation done prior to the airing of The View in terms of who's going to say what about this item or that item. And I think that that's the same thing we have here, although I think we're fairly predictable. Where I'm going with this is, are we too predictable? Is it likely that Richie's going to say this because you expect him to, or Jennifer's going to say this because you expect her to, or Roberta's going to say this because she's expected to? And I think that that's not necessarily the case here, because we are all unpredictable. That's what makes the program listenable, other than the fact that we kind of have our fingers on the pulse of most of the things that you want to hear. But I also think that we are not predictable, and I think that that's the way it is in your life. You don't go to somebody's... I went to dinner with some folks on Saturday night, excuse me, and we had a great conversation. The guy who ran the restaurant is a former mobster. And he got to know us sitting around the table, and we talked about a lot of the issues. And I couldn't help but think, wow, wouldn't this guy be a great guest on the program so that he could give us his spin on any number of things that are going on today? You know, the stuff with the sequester and budget cuts and that kind of thing, and what politician is on the take. Wouldn't you want to hear from a gangster?
Yes. I absolutely. I would love.
I live with them.
Gangster.
Yeah. You
I
are.
Watch
them.
My
actually, Roberta.
I live with them.
All right, Roberta, you came up in the conversation. I told him, because he was
really
very interested in my radio program, I told him one of my partners on the air was Roberta Fasanelli.
Uh huh.
He came from a family that started a restaurant in New York, down in, what are you telling me, Brooklyn or Queens or someplace like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, oh, you know the Fasanelli name? And I told him the story. He said, no, but there were a lot of people. Excuse me. I'm sorry. My voice sounds the way it does because
he's choking on a strawberry.
Right. A strawberry stuck in my throat.
It's a killer strawberry. Yeah. Don, I sent him a pack of strawberries. And
right. Eat me.
Next thing you know.
All right. Anyway, so where was I? Oh, talking about what this fellow who's a charming guy, wonderful, charming, very interesting guy. But, yeah, he wanted to know specifically where your hood was, Roberta.
My hood?
Yeah, where, in fact, your branch of Italiano set its roots down in New York City. And I said, you know, there was some real estate stuff involved, but
Ridgewood, Queens.
Yeah, I think he was from Queens, actually.
Yeah.
So there must have been a lot of Italians that went in there. Did they all start restaurants? What did they do?
Well, some of them had the carts, you know,
carts.
The push carts.
Really?
Oh, what do you do, John? I push, and what do you push, John? I push the cart.
Okay. That's not stereotypical at all.
I can see the accordion and the monkey right now.
Exactly.
There it is.
Whoa.
But
so some of them started restaurants. Yeah, some of them. A lot of pork stores. We used to have the pork. They don't see them so much now, but they had the fluorescent pig in the window.
Yeah.
And that's where they would make Sopranos, their own pork sausages, and you'd go down there and you'd get the fresh mozzarella floating in the water.
How much is that pig in the window?
And they'd ask you, oink, they said, do you want the salted water or the unsalted water mozzarella? And they'd buy the bread. There's the old pork stores, a lot of those at one time.
This was a very good Italian restaurant, and it was just he was a very charming guy. I enjoyed talking to him. But there are a lot of those restaurants around. How many of you, maybe this is a good question for our Facebook and social media, Jennifer. Mm-hmm. How many of you really prefer, if you know your town or your city, to go to the local restaurants versus the national chains? How many of you actually think about where you're going, or do you go to the handiest places? Why are you chuckling?
Because in my neighborhood, the chains are way better. It depends on your neighborhood.
I guess it does. Not saying much for Jennifer's neighborhood, but...
But I like the romantic idea of going to local businesses.
Yes. Yeah, local restaurants. But I just think kind of that's a general question. Richie, in your neighborhood, where I remember driving down into the area where you live, there are lots of those national restaurants along the malls.
I'm 5 minutes away from any national restaurant, and then there's tons of local restaurants.
So do your children predicate, if you're going out with a family, do the children say, mommy, daddy, take us here?
For example, yesterday, we were all working out in the yard because it's the first nice day, getting into springtime. And one of the neighbors was over and his kids, and it was 3:00. We hadn't had lunch yet, so we load up the kids. Let's go to Tony's Pizza.
Wow.
Tony's Pizza is the local pizza parlor, and they have, I wanted to get a nice big Greek salad, and we got a pepperoni pie for the kids, and Janet got a tuna salad, and blah blah blah, and the neighbors got their things, and Tony's Pizza is the local pizza hangout where we go. There is a Domino's. If we deliver, we get the Domino's, but
really?
Yeah. But Dogfish Head Ale House is one of the big places where we go. Everybody goes there, and then there's a nicer chain too, Bonefish Grill, which is a nice seafood restaurant. So those are the places we hit the most.
All right. Email to Doug at DougStefan.com, Jennifer at DougStefan.com, Roberta at DougStefan.com, or Richie at DougStefan.com. Here's a listener who says they don't go to any chain restaurants because it's not real food.
Right.
Listen.
It's real food. It's just real prepared food.
Yeah, right. Well, a lot of it is prepared in a national kitchen and then frozen and sent to these places. That's what you think. That's only McDonald's and Wendy's and Burger King that does that? No, there's a lot of that stuff that goes on that way. And that way they can control the quality, they think, of what they're preparing or serving. And it all gets put into the boiler or into the microwave. And that doesn't get put onto a skillet or put into, like stuff. When you grew up, Roberta, your father had a great big gas stove, I'm betting. And all these big pots and pans.
Yep, still have them.
You still have them?
Absolutely.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Still
use some of them.
Yeah, really. I think that's just there's something that's charming about that whole thing. Let me talk about what's going on in your body with you, lowering your cholesterol. Do you know your cholesterol? Does your doctor know your cholesterol? If your doctor doesn't have you take a blood test every time you take your annual physical, and by the way, if you're not getting an annual physical, you are cuckoo. How's that for a sound effect, Richie? That better than the...
That's very good.
Cuckoo. Excuse me. Anyway, there is a...
Somehow coming from you, it's so legitimate.
Really, thanks.
It has this realistic sound.
Thank you. Cuckoo. For a limited time, we are partnering with Cardiol to give away a cholesterol starter kit. The kit includes a 30-day supply of Cardiol and a home lipid test panel. Learning your cholesterol levels couldn't be easier. The test requires 3 drops of your blood from your fingertip, provides you with a lab-accurate full lipid panel. Pop the test kit into the mail, and you'll receive your lab results back in approximately 1 week. Results include your HDL, your LDL, your triglyceride level, and the test is FDA-approved and 99% accurate. The normal price of this cholesterol starter kit is $89.95, but we are going to give away for free to one lucky listener this morning a free cholesterol starter kit. If you miss your chance today, tune in to Good Day on Thursday, because we're going to do it every Monday and Thursday. Your chance to win a cholesterol starter kit worth $89.95 by going to Cardiol, C-A-R-D-I-O-L, cardiol.net/Doug. Look for the free kit, and the information about the cholesterol starter kit is in there as well. Or you can dial up this number, 888-809-6424. So you have 2 ways of getting a free 30-day supply of Cardiol and a free, to one of our lucky listeners this morning, a free cholesterol starter kit, so you can figure out what's going on with your blood. Get on board at 888-809-6424 or go to cardiol.net/Doug.
Staples has always made getting office supplies easy, and now we're making it easy to get everything for your break room, too, like Scott paper towel 6-packs for $4.99.
Hey, ready for lunch?
Sure, just got to put on my lunch pants.
Lunch pants?
Yeah, to wipe my hands on. This office is always out of paper towels.
We got more from Staples, so keep your business pants on, please.
Your loss. For a limited time, get Scott Mega Roll Paper Towel 6-packs for $4.99 at Staples. That was easy. Offer is 3/23/13. Limit 1 per customer. Loss supplies last.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now, 1-888-912-1623. 1-888-912-1623. That's 1-888-912-1623. 1-888-912-1623.
That's the sound of Celsin Science wiping out dandruff. Introducing Celsin Blue Sensitive Scalp. Feel it get to the root of dandruff and gently whisk scalp irritation away with soothing vitamin B5, E, and essential oils. Now when you style your hair, it feels oh so good to the touch. New Celsin Blue Sensitive Scalp. Science for your scalp. Use as directed.
Discover card.
Yes, hello, good sir. I'm what you might call a food connoisseur, and I'm curious. Is it true I can get 5% cash back right now at restaurants?
That's right, every time you dine.
Ooh, I do like just about everything from duck confit
to corn dog cone ketchup.
Uh-huh, all food should be served on a stick.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to $1,500 in purchases at restaurants now through March. Sign up for 5% and get more details at discover.com.
We're going to check out our video of the day for you. Great music coming up in a few mo's here on Good Day.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored HydroPack Combo Water Filtering Pouches. In March, buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off, only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP. And we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
The day music.
In your smile.
Check this out. Go run to DougStephan.com.
Make me happy.
For the Jive Aces.
All the while.
Bringing you sunshine.
In this world where we live, there should be more happiness. So much joy we can give to each brand new bright tomorrow. Make me happy through the years. Never bring me any tears.
No tears, just sunshine.
Let your arms be as warm as the sun from up above. Bring me fun, bring me sunshine, bring me love. Bring me sunshine,
sunshine.
In your smile.
Make me happy
all the while. In this world where we live.
Who's sitting still right now?
For happiness, so much joy we can give. To each
see me moving around in my chair. What'd you say, Richie?
I'm watching the video, it's actually
great.
Funny.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Yeah. Yeah, the whole thing starts out with this newscast where it's just kind of very drab.
Everything's horrible.
It's like a Monday, and today's weather is going to be, and everybody's just kind of going through the motions.
We discovered this.
It starts with the ukulele and the little diner, and then all heck breaks loose.
Yes. We started, I think we heard this first couple of years ago, didn't we?
Yeah.
I found it, and I heard it, and I thought, my god, what a wonderful piece of music. And it's the first time I've seen the video that goes with it. So that's what we're promoting, suggesting that you check it out if you want to have a wonderful start to your day. Go to the video of the day, the Jive Aces, bringing you sunshine at DougStephan.com. Listen to this, guys.
You'd make me happy through the years. Never bring me anything. Let your arms feel warm. I'm strong from up above. Bring me fun, bring me sunshine, bring me love. Bring me fun, bring me sunshine, bring me love. Bring me fun, bring me sunshine.
Good job. Doug's Good Day with Richie and Roberta and Jennifer, and hopefully you are now in a better place than you may have been before you listening to all this discussion about the news blah of the day. Sports person of the day today is Michael Taylor, Richie?
Oh, yeah?
Actually, I think it's a good 2020 sports quiz. We don't do much sports here.
Okay.
But maybe we ought to do some sports little... I don't want to do the scores. You can get that anywhere. But the behind-the-scenes story is a story at DougStephan.com today about what happened to Michael Taylor. So if you know, he's from the Oakland A's. If you know the story, call us at 888-302-3684. I was surprised, Rich, you didn't know about this, because you're pretty much up on what's
going on. I saw the story yesterday, I hadn't read it yet.
Really? All right, so when you read it, what is it? Do you chuckle? What do you, it's kind of bizarre, actually.
Yeah.
The story
I don't know. Tell me.
But, no, I'm not going to tell you. I want the audience.
Okay. It's a quiz.
Oh, yeah, it is. No, right. It's funny.
Yeah, it's a good story, actually. And again, as I lead you to the trough, you can drink or not. It's covered at DougStephan.com in our stories from today. 888-302-3684. What is the story of Michael Taylor today? He's an outfielder for the Oakland A's. He's been sidelined. Why? As we get ready, when's the first game? It's April, the first week.
I'm going April 1st to the Dodger game, yeah.
Really? So it would be Tuesday, because April 1st on a Monday.
It's
so
Monday.
Tuesday would be the 2nd, and that's when they start playing. So where's the game you're going to? The Dodgers?
Opening
versus...
day, April 1st.
Really? Maybe I'll go with it. If I'm
Giants Dodgers.
28 after on Good Day.
I'm BehindTheBuy.com senior editor David Gregg with a look at the hottest products from the 2013 International Home and Houseware Show. SodaStream Source turns tap water into fizzy, better-for-you soda in less than 30 seconds. Powered by a refillable CO2 canister, it allows you to create three levels of fizziness in over 70 soda mix flavors. It's priced at $129. SodaStream soda caps are single-serve disposable capsules which flavor a one-liter SodaStream bottle. Prices start at $6.99 a box. Bissell's Deep Clean Premier scrubs out dirt, odors, allergens, and stains for cleaner-looking carpets than vacuuming alone. Features include heat wave technology and surround suction. It is priced at $200. Bissell's portable spot clean permanently removes all stains. The onboard tools clean stairs, upholstery, even auto interiors. Its slim design is great for small spaces and is available for $100. Listoff's new 7-inch Chinese cleaver is designed to slice through vegetables with speed and also thinly slices fruits, chicken, pork, and beef. It's priced at $180. Listoff's classic 9-inch double serrated bread knife, priced at $110, features a double row of serrations, making it ideal for slicing bread as well as tomatoes, melons, and more. Wusthof's Gourmet 14-inch hollow-edge brisket slicer, priced at $120, has an extra-long and narrow blade to slice the thinnest cuts of brisket and other meats without tearing and shredding. Wall's Lithium Ion Beard and Stubble Trimmer delivers a long runtime and a stylish look to today's man. It sells for $47 and features a guide comb to easily change lengths. Wall's Hot Cold Massage Gel Pack, available for $25, brings the use of hot cold packs and massage together to provide everyday relief for your aches and pain. For more information, go to BehindTheBuy.com.
Staples has always made getting office supplies easy, and now we're making it easy to get everything for your break room, too, like Folgers coffee for $6.99.
I'm going on a Staples run. Anyone need anything?
French roast.
Breakfast blend? Decaf?
I said Staples run, not coffee run.
Now Staples sells coffee supplies, so it's kind of the same thing.
Oh, yeah, I don't do coffee runs. Intern!
For a limited time, get Folgers classic roast coffee for $6.99 at Staples. That was easy.
Offer is $3.23.13 limit one per customer loss.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, will be held March 16th and 17th at the Nashville Expo Center and Tennessee State Fairgrounds. Admission is free and doors open at 9 a.m. Come join us to learn life-saving techniques to help you and your family handle crisis situations. Meet Nat Geo's Dennis McClung to see if you have what it takes to be on the next season of Doomsday Preppers. Walk through a bomb shelter, learn first aid, CPR, and much more. For more information, go to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
And while you're at the NPS Expo, meet and speak with Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you take pharmaceutical drugs and wonder why side effects require you to take more drugs, Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Wallach has the answer. Hear how he took on the FDA 8 times and won every time. Don't miss Dr. Joel Wallach at the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, March 16th and 17th. Admission is free. Log on now to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
Want something different from your detox? Then you want Hemp USA's Micro Plant Powder for a full body detox. With 7 formulations and 8 different sizes, you will feel and see the difference. And the best part? It's only about $10 a month. Our customers love it, and we ship worldwide. Get the detox difference. Get Micro Plant Powder from HempUSA.org. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
To join our party as we celebrate 25 years of Doug Steffen's Good Day.
The best stories of the day here on Good Day. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Rich McFadden and Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn is going to check our social media for us in a moment. We are all true friends. We talk, we laugh, we get annoyed with one another. Friendship. Think about people that you have on your list of friends. Is it different now? We use this term, and I wonder whether it's been downgraded in the digital age when we have all this friending being done on Facebook and some of the other social media. Has the term been watered down? Nothing wrong with using the term friend, I don't think, but is it something that in the reality of life we ought to reserve for somebody who is there for you as you are for them? Remember, I've defined friend before by learning how to spell it when I was in the fourth grade. A friend is a friend till the end.
And if we did only define it like that, how many friends would we really have?
How many would you have?
I don't know, a handful.
A handful.
I think of people that would actually be there for me when the, you know, when the going gets tough. Yeah.
Yeah. Are they men or women?
Mostly women, but, you know, a few men.
Mm-hmm.
Richie?
True
friends for you.
Yeah, a couple of handfuls.
Couple of handfuls?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
You could call on me, you know that.
Sure.
I know me. Yeah.
Yep. Any one of you guys.
Yep.
That's almost one hand right there.
Yeah, but
that's true. Yep.
No, you could call on me more than you could call on them, Rich.
Oh, well, it depends on what I needed to call on you for.
Yeah. There are only certain things that Rich could go to a woman for. I think that's where Roberta and I come
in. That's right.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's right.
That's so. How about, see, Roberta, I consider you all in very different ways to be true friends. Roberta's a special interest because of her connection to other things that you can't find anywhere else on Earth.
Really? That's where you get that stuff from?
That's where I get all that stuff. Roberta is one of the most unique people.
So if we were all drowning and you could only save one of us, should I make sure
it
I pack my scuba gear?
Yes, make sure you have your life preservers, Jen.
I'm laughing, but I think you're right.
No, I don't know about that.
Because I would have my scuba gear.
Yeah, no, he'd save you, Jen.
I don't think so. so.
Yeah.
I think he would save Roberta.
Sweet.
I think he would. He'd go back a long time. I think.
Yeah, but no, she'll figure it out.
He would save you because he knows that I would be able to sink or swim by myself.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
I can only dog paddle? What are you trying to say?
Exactly.
So what does that do for McFadden? Is he drowning now?
Well, I think you would. I think just because of your nature, you'd probably try to help the woman before you'd help the guy. So even though I think you'd probably want to save McFadden, you would probably try to just go after a girl first.
Mm-hmm. It would depend on the final words that had been
said. The reality of it is I'd be swimming out and Doug would be grabbing my hands going, don't leave me, don't leave me.
So then maybe we should say, okay, who would save Doug?
He'd be saying to Rich, what did you say about that last segment? No, you can drown.
If it were during the show, he'd probably let me sink for sure.
All right, that's it. So think about it. I do this exercise because I want you to think about who your good friends are, who your casual friends are, who your very, very good friends are, and can any of them be your relatives? Can you have a friend who is a relative?
I think so.
Yeah? You think so.
I think for sure.
I think Jennifer's
cousins. I mean, that's who's on my list. Yeah. I mean, those are the people that would really be there for me, I think.
Yeah, yeah. My son and his cousin, Amanda, they love each other. They have great conversations. They just have fun with each other. And it's neat to hear them on the phone kind of back and forth. I enjoy that. I think we all do. My sister gets so she's bent beyond belief when it comes to the family stuff. Oh, we got to make sure that we keep in touch with each other. Oh, everybody keeps in touch when there's something to be in touch about. But with her, she wants everybody to be back and forth.
I see what she's saying.
That's good.
I do too. When you get spread out all over the country, it's like, okay, we chat here and there, and then it's Christmas and, Thanksgiving and Easter, and then it becomes funerals, and then, the next thing you know, you haven't talked to the person in 5 years. I see what she's saying. She's like, listen, let's make sure that we get together just for no reason at all on a regular basis, and we talk. So that we stay connected.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, there's a point. 888-302-3684. Always welcome to comment on any of the things that we are talking about. We're looking for the story behind the story of Michael Taylor, who's in the news. He plays for the Oakland A's. What did he do this past week that called attention to come to him? In a moment, the truth versus fiction on gun ownership. Do you or don't you? Will you? Or won't you? Have you or haven't you? In a matter of moments. But first, Jennifer checks all of our other social media, the special things that are close to our heart there. Jen?
Yes, a couple of things that we're following up on. First, a comment from Deborah, and I'm not tooting my own horn here. Oops, except I pressed the wrong button, which is why I shouldn't be tooting my own horn.
Jennifer toots her own horn, film at 11.
But we were talking last week about that SNL skit. It was a thing about Django Unchained. It was Jesus Unchained, and it was a takeoff on Django Unchained, and I had made a comment that it was about, you would never see this if it were about Muhammad or, any other religion, but it's
Muhammad
to pick on Christians.
Buddha
right.
Unchained.
So, you'd never see it. So Deborah Haviland wrote to us and said, Jennifer, I felt the same way you did about the SNL skit, Jesus Unchained. Thank you for having the courage to say so on the radio this morning. I'm pretty open-minded where comedy is concerned, but sacred things should be off limits. It made me feel very uneasy, and I think it was distasteful at best. So she's chiming in. And as a reminder, you don't always just have to answer our questions on Facebook. You can let us know what you think about the show, if you have any thoughts or comments, or even some people answer our trivia questions on Facebook, which is kind of funny. Our question today, however, if you would like to chime in on that, is that it looks like both Joy Behar and Elizabeth Hasselbeck will be leaving The View this year. Who would you like to see replace them? Rich said he would like to see another show replace the whole entire View.
Yeah,
David said Dr. Phil and Dr. Oz joining the panel. Janet said, I don't watch the program. Heck, I don't watch any daytime TV. Paul said, I wish The View would leave. Mike said, Sarah Palin for Elizabeth and a screech owl for Joy.
That's kind of funny. See, it loses its relevance for me if Elizabeth's on. That's the reason I watch it is because I want to hear what she has to say. The others are fairly predictable. I find Whoopi to be someone that I'm interested in hearing her. I find, what's the other black lady's name?
Sherry.
She's
Sherry
completely
Shepherd.
A waste of time. She hasn't had an original thought.
You
used
to say Elizabeth was vapid and empty.
Yep, mm-hmm. I changed my mind. Yeah, I don't believe that that's how I really feel. I think that Sherry is vapid and just like another one tooting the same predictable horn, and she's boring. Joy is funny only in that she has as much bravado as she has. By the way, these people are making about $1.5 to $2 million a year doing this. For those of you who are interested in how much money they make. And so is that a lot of money? For that kind of work, it's okay. It's not great. Given the fact that a lot of these other shows that are these kinds of shows, the people that are on them make a lot more money. But that's why ABC loves it. Ratings are good and it's cheap. That's why they do it. Because the ratings on it are good and it's a cheap show to produce. They don't have to. Once in a while, they bring in some celebrities, don't they, as co-hosts here and there?
I can't imagine that Whoopi is only doing it for $2 million a year.
It may not be that she is, but she's
because that's a pretty. I mean, she was a pretty big star to come and do that program every single day.
Well, she's still doing movies, isn't she?
Not as much as she used to. That's for sure.
All right.
Well, Sterling says the view is terrible. An hour of cackling hens. Joy's like nails on a chalkboard. Self-absorbed in her own biggest fan. So you can chime in to Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Plus, Dr. Jay Kumar has a couple of videos up here for you to look at. So check it out. And we're still following who you'd like to see run for president in 2016.
I just did a quick search. Whoopi, 2 million. Sherry, 1 million. Elizabeth Hasselbeck, 1.25. Joy, 1.5. Barbara. 12.
Barbara is the producer of the program and owner of it. That's interesting you found that out, though, Richie. That's good. Interesting to know. 888-302-3684. All right. We'll have the story of Michael Taylor in a moment, plus the story from Gun Owners of America, a survey that you will find interesting, I'm guessing. In the meantime, how about you think about or reflect, maybe. Is think and reflect, they are two different things, right? You think about something or you reflect about something. I'd like you to reflect on the things that sometimes you take for granted. Freedom is one of them, is it not? Not that, we've been back and forth for a long time on Afghanistan. That's not something that we got involved in to actually enhance our freedom. But a lot of soldiers went over there, and a lot of them came back dead, and a lot of them came back wounded. And the wounded ones are having the usual hard time. I say usual because now services, once in a while you find a good VA hospital. There's a new one, I think, in Florida that Dr. Ken says is pretty good. But for the most part, if you can get into a VA hospital, maybe the treatment is good. But getting in is another story, and that's why you need the Purple Heart Service Foundation, because they will help you if you're a veteran, no matter what you have experienced in the service, when you've been in the service. These people they're dedicated to seeing that all veterans get the support that they are owed and that they need. So, if you would like to help this organization, which is going above and beyond what the government does to help those who have served us, get involved today by making a donation. Donate any unneeded vehicle, for example, a boat, a car, that sort of thing. They'll pick it up for you free. They'll cash it out. And that donation is completely tax deductible for you. Cash is good. Credit card donations, all that's great. Purple Heart Service Foundation at 877-743-1631. Or you can go online to purpleheartcars.org. Purpleheartcars.org or 877-743-1631 to give.
Because Mike switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, his money clip wants to shake his hand firmly for a solid 3 seconds, but can't. Fact is, most money clips don't have hands to shake with. Switch to Geico, and every time you notice the extra cash, you'll know your money clip wants to give you a firm handshake. But remember, it can't. It doesn't have hands. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Discover card.
Yes, hello, good sir. I'm what you might call a food connoisseur, and I'm curious. Is it true I can get 5% cash back right now at restaurants?
That's right, every time you dine.
Ooh, I do like just about everything from duck confit
to corn dog cone ketchup.
Uh-huh. All food should be served on a stick.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to $1,500 in purchases at restaurants now through March. Sign up for 5% and get more details at discover.com.
I am so sick of double talk from our politicians about fixing our broken economy. So today I'm turning over the mic to Breda, a smart 9-year-old girl, to help explain the simple truth about money. Welcome, Breda. How do you feel about the rising debt, the shrinking dollar?
Well, Roger, I'm disgusted. I work hard for my allowance, taking care of my dog, doing my chores and homework. That's why I use the paper dollars I earn to buy gold and silver.
You do?
Uh-huh. At least now my money can grow with me instead of holding shrinking dollars.
Ha! Where do you learn so much about money?
My grandpa says the only money worth saving today is real money, gold and silver, and it's all explained in a new book, The Great Debasement. It's that simple.
Well, there you have it, from the mouths of babes, the very babes soon forced to pay the bill for government mismanagement. Take Breda's advice. Learn how to win the battle for your money. Call now for a free copy of The Great Debasement. Call 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646 for the simple truth.
With an industry-leading distribution network, Grainger can save you tons of downtime by offering over 900,000 products, many ready to ship right when you need them. In fact, 99% of items ordered ship same day. So fast, the International Acronym Committee is considering changing ASAP to ASAG, or as soon as Grainger. At least they would be considering it if there were such a committee. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It hurts to have a cold. Not only are you congested, your body aches and your head aches. Fight the pain and the cold symptoms with Advil Congestion Relief, the only over-the-counter cold and sinus medicine that combines Advil with a proven decongestant to relieve the pain and sinus pressure that come with a cold. Advil Congestion Relief. Tough on pain, tough on colds. Use as directed.
Hey, Flo.
Yeah?
Now, let's wrap up this leaf blowing, and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey, one question.
Yeah?
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? Hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now, that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
All right, so da-da-da-da, the drama from spring training, baseball, and the nuance of whether you chew tobacco or chew gum. There is a warning from the experience that Michael Taylor had, Richie, eh?
Michael Taylor, who was the 29th rated baseball prospect in 2010, really? Has been traded away to a couple of different teams and is, you know, really a hopeful prospect, but really hadn't gotten that chance, has taken another hit in his short career so far. Apparently, a couple of weeks ago in spring training, he was in the dugout, had a wad of gum in his mouth, took the wad of gum out, and tried to throw it across the...
he's a pitcher, right?
Yeah, down in the bullpen, or down in the dugout, and throw it away. Hit the light fixture above his head and gashed two of his fingers. Cannot play until the fingers, the gashes in the fingers have totally closed. He's looking at another
week.
So the guy's missing most of his spring training. And here he is, a good prospect.
I think he did it on purpose to get a longer vacay.
No, man. He needs to be out there. He needs to be showing what he can do.
He's a big, tall guy, too.
Yeah.
6'5".
Yeah, they don't have high ceilings in those dugouts.
No, the dugouts are low. So there's the story of Michael Taylor for you to talk about today. Now, here's, depending on your side of the street, some good news on gun ownership. The number, and this flies in the face of what you hear from pretty much all of the gun organizations, the number of homes with guns has fallen, according to a new national poll, depending, again, whether this is good or bad. This is a societal survey done by the General Company. The survey taken every 2 years shows a clear drop in the rates across the country. In the 90s, for example, 43% of households had guns. During the last decade, 35% had firearms, and last year, 34% of households had guns. The numbers are exactly the opposite of what you hear was going on after Sandy Hook. Gun sales are skyrocketing.
That's people that are registered and have admitted,
right, legal.
I have a gun, right?
Yeah, right, exactly. So that may be a part of it, what influences it, Richie. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 sea varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there, I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNLive.com.
Give you another opportunity. You ready?
There are no wrong answers here, Kerry.
No, there always is. We'll find a right answer.
Only incorrect questions.
What's the name of the former mayor of Washington we were talking about earlier? Think about Raz and
Boysen.
Blue.
Straw.
Dingle.
Boysen Dingle?
Boysen Dingle. That's it. That's right. Mayor Boysen Dingle.
Boysen Dingle. That's it. Right.
No. I'm a politician, which means I'm a cheat and a liar. And when I'm not kissing babies, I'm stealing their lollipops.
Having fun with Doug Steffens. Good Day.
Now 53 after the hour, Doug's Good Day program, Movie Moments, with our movie man Chuck Curry, who's excited because Oz apparently worked some magic, the best opening so far of the year, even though it opened to horrendous reviews on Friday, Chucker. So did you go to it? Did you see it? What did you think about the tracking of it? And you're going to give us the totals anyway in a moment, but what about this movie?
Oz the Great and Powerful?
Yeah.
I liked it. I didn't love it. I thought I was just about my summer. I would say 35% of this movie I thought was great. 35% was good, and then about 30% was dead on arrival, just really dull. The opening sequence, which was shot in black and white, which is about the first 20 minutes of the film, and sets it up and pays homage to the original, I thought was outstanding. And then when they go to Oz, it sort of dies for about 20 minutes, and then it picks up. I thought James Franco was great as Oz. Originally, Paul was supposed to be cast for Robert Downey Jr., and then he went after Johnny Depp before the cast. But it fit Franco's personality perfectly. He was terrific. The flying monkey called Finley was great, and a one-foot China doll called China Girl was a great, great character. but the script overall needed a couple rewrites. It's well worth seeing for the paying audience, and it looked fantastic in 3D, even though I'm not the biggest 3D fan, but 3D worked for this movie. People get their money's worth, and the audience I saw with applauded at the end. I liked it. I give it a 6.8 out of 10. It could have been a classic, though, if it had a better script.
I went into the theater to see two movies. One of them was the Playbook, Silver Lining Playbook, which I thought was good as it built. And then I realized what all the excitement was about Jennifer, what's-her-face. Yeah, she was very good. And then I went over to another theater, and I thought I was in to see Walking Man Dead or whatever it was, the one with Colin Farrell.
Yeah.
Dead Man Down, I think it was called.
Yeah,
anyway,
Dead Man Down.
Yeah. But I ended up being in the movie, the movie Oz, as I got started. Lots of family. I didn't stay. I went around to the right theater. And I thought that it was a typical action flick. I think I'm off of them. I really am feeling like I'm off of them a little bit. But it wasn't that. It wasn't bloody. It was actually a fairly interesting story. But he's not my favorite actor. I just think whether he can open films. I don't know. You'll tell. Why don't you go through the box office totals and we'll see. Let's take a minute, and then you go through the box office totals for us. Stand by.
I see you got your eye on this convertible. Just picture yourself in it. Top down, wind in your hair.
I'd love to own it, but my allergies wouldn't let me put the top down.
Really? You're going to let allergies stop you from driving your dream?
The power of Allegra. It relieves your toughest allergy symptoms. Only Allegra is both fast and non-drowsy.
Goodbye, symptoms. Hello, dream machine.
Allegra. Stop suffering. Start living.
Starts working 1 hour among OTC branded antihistamines. Relieves sneezing, itchy, runny nose, itchy, watery eyes, and itchy throat. Applies to first dose only. Uses directed.
And now, another great hit from Flo. Discounts from Progressive are good.
Why is a strike bad in baseball if it's good in bowling? And then someone told me about a basketball strike. That sounds bad, but I'm not quite sure. But I think we all can agree it's good to get discounts from Progressive.
Progressive offers lots of discounts to help you save.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states.
So how did the box office shape up over the weekend, Chuck?
No surprise, Doug. Oz the Great and Powerful, Disney's new prequel to The Wizard of Oz, performed very well. $80.2 million over the weekend. The budget is $215 million, but worldwide it's already done $150 million. And I have a feeling this film's going to do big box office for weeks to come. Jack the Giant Slayer placed second, $10 million, $43 million in 2 weeks, which is considered disappointment. That budget's almost at the $200 million range. Also, Identity Thief with Melissa McCarthy continues to perform pretty well, $6.3 million, $111 million in 5 weeks of release. Dead Man Down placed fourth, just $5 million. Colin Farrell cannot open a movie. And Dwayne and Rock Johnson's movie Snitch ran up the top five, $5.1 million.
So what's that total on Snitch?
$31 million in 3 weeks.
All right, so there's no repeat there, but he's in every movie. He and what's his face? Channing Tatum are in every movie that comes out, it seems. All right, Chucker, thanks for the review and the info. 59 after on Good Day.
If you suffer seasonal or environmental allergies and your doctor has told you that the only answer is medications for the rest of your life, Dr. Peter Glidden has an alternative solution that doesn't involve drugs with terrible side effects.
One of my favorite add-on products to the 90 essential nutrients for people who are suffering with allergies is a product called CellShield RTQ. CellShield RTQ. The Q in that product stands for a biochemical called quercetin, and quercetin is a natural antihistamine. It doesn't flag out your immune system like antihistamines do.
To manage your allergies without a lifetime of prescription or over-the-counter drugs, order Youngevity's CellShield RTQ today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696 or on the web at FireYourMDNow.com. That's FireYourMDNow.com.